Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for each life path number for the full moon that's going to be occurring on May 23rd, 2024. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you're interested in learning more about your own personal numerology, your forecasts, or anything to do with the energies that you signed up for in this lifetime, I would love to take a look. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life path number five. So this full moon for you all is going to be working, you're going to be working with your own energy of the five, but you have influencing energies of the 14. So I would say sort of your key words during this full moon are going to be focused and follow through. And I know that those are two words that sometimes can bring about some anxiety for fives just because it's such a fast moving energy and it wants things when it wants it. But this is really going to require you to get focused, to get serious about something and commit to it and see it through for the long haul, to follow through with it. And so I do talk about this sometimes when this energy obviously presents for you all, or when you go through, you know, periods of just four cycles. But there is definitely something that is requiring your focus, your attention, that if you give up too quickly on it, you're just not going to see the results. You're not going to get out of it what you're putting into it. You're not going to get out of it what you want to see from it. That can be about relationships, your career, you know, whatever you're showing up to, some kind of creative project. If you can't focus your energy and commit to it, you're not going to see the results that you're hoping to see. So there's definitely some area here where you're going to have to keep showing up to it, keep putting in the effort, be resilient, overcome the challenges that you have to face with whatever this is, and you will see the rewards. Anytime there's a four influence, and you do have that obviously with a 14, there's a requirement to commit to something and to see it through to completion in order to reap the benefits. And so there's some area here that really needs your attention and your focus. And sometimes that can be difficult for fives because, again, it's such a big, fast-moving energy that there can be a lot of things coming in at once. And so your energy can sometimes feel more scattered and it can be hard to focus. And this energy is going to almost require you to make a list of, you know, whatever it is that really needs your attention right now and what it is that you really need to commit to or focus your energy onto, and make a priority list and really, you know, pick one or two things to really just throw your energy into and focus your energy. Because where we can focus our energy is where we usually see the greatest results. If our energy is scattered among a million different things, it can make it really hard to see completion with any of those million different things. So this energy, when we move through a cycle that has the one and the four, i.e. 14, it can feel like we're, you know, moving through our procrastination, that we are able to hone in on what it is that we really need to invest in and see through to completion. So a great example with this would be if you maybe wanted to learn an instrument, but you pick it up and you try to learn it for maybe a month and you're just not able to, you know, play the songs that you want to play or whatever, or join the orchestra, you know, so you give it up. But the reality is, you know, that's a commitment that can take years. And so if it's something that you want and you really want to achieve something in that area, then you've got to be able to commit to it and become, quote unquote, like the expert at it, right? So so there's some area here that's asking you to do that. So I would definitely say with whatever area is important to you, don't give up too soon. Do not give up too soon. And this full moon, this 14-5 is going to help you to do that. The other thing is, this is a great time for travel, exploration, and open-mindedness. Now, you know, none of those things are very difficult typically for the five. Those are things that often you thrive under for the most part. So this is a time to really, you know, go out and do the things that bring you joy and really immerse yourself in, you know, travel or exploration and maybe exploring new things about yourself or your surroundings. Maybe, you know, immerse yourself into your community and you don't know what you'll learn and who you'll meet. It's a very social energy as well, which obviously because it's five energy, which is your energy. So and the open-mindedness. Again, this is sort of like such a characteristic of a five anyway, is that progressive thinking and sort of open-mindedness. But I think you'll see that kind of come in very strongly around this full moon, that there's some things maybe that you can have a different take on that people just can't see because of your open-mindedness or because of sort of your progressive thinking or unconventionality. And this is a great time to sort of bring that to other people's attention, right? Like, this is how we raise the consciousness. This is how we evolve and change occurs, is the people who sort of see ahead of the curve sort of helping us to get there. So really beautiful energies at this time. I would say, though, for sure, just stay focused and don't give up too soon, and you will see the rewards that you're looking for. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.